Locker Room Chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Krenn Profit, now alongside head coach of the Frankfurt Boys, Adam Schreiner. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Well, only one matchup since last time we spoke, coach. It was against the Washington County Tigers, a game that ended in overtime, 57-47. Coach, what can you tell me about that game last Saturday for you and your team in the Twin Valley League Tournament?
I would say it's kind of a tale of two halves. I think we went out and they kind of played man and zone a little bit there in the first half, and we were able to, you know, get some continuity with our offense and get it flowing. And defense caused some turnovers, and we kind of got up and down, and I think scored 31 points, if my mind serves me correct. Well, and then the second half, they kind of went to a box and won, and we had a hard time knocking down some shots. I think scored 16 points through the third and fourth quarter and overtime, so, you know, just kind of that tale of two halves. I'm trying to put the ball in the hole and play collectively together as a team and play for each other, and we'll get there.
I know, despite the loss, still a really good performance there by two of your players. Wes Anderson had 23 points on the game, especially a really great overall first half. And then Fred Rosequist really stepped up to the occasion. He had a really great game. Only 2 points in the first half, but kept your team afloat in that second half that only had 16 points total in those last three quarters. He had 8 points in the third and fourth quarter combined, over 10 rebounds on the game with a double-double. Just talk about a player like Fred Rosequist and what he has to continue to do here to be a solid forward for you and your team to kind of join alongside the scoring there in Wes Anderson.
Yeah, you know, Fred is one of the best teammates, probably the hardest working big man I've ever been around as far as coaching and stuff. So Fred works his tail off. He screens, he rebounds. You know, we are looking for him to be a little more assertive at times in the paint and try to look to score more. And I think he wants to do that, but, you know, he's kind of a look to distribute first at times post player, and we're trying to get more point production out of him. But, you know, he's doing everything we ask. And like I said, I can't speak enough about what a good teammate Fred is and how hard he competes. And then, you know, it's not just him. We look towards Porter and Peyton and, you know, Henry and maybe some freshmen stepping up. So we know we got to get some guys knocking down shots. And we've had the opportunity, I thought, against Washington County. We had some good looks at times, you know, to knock some shots down, and they just didn't fall that day. So you keep showing up to practice, you keep shooting, and you keep putting in that work, so then when it is your time to knock down some shots, we'll be doing that towards the end of the year.
Upcoming here, you have two more matchups this week in the Twin Valley League Tournament. Back-to-back days, Valley Heights Thursday and Onega on Friday. What are some keys here to finish out strong in the Twin Valley League Tournament?
Well, I mean, just kind of piggyback off of what I just said, we just got to get everybody kind of contributing and knocking down shots. You know, being a little patient offensively where we can get that ball moving side to side. And then when a shot presents itself or a driving lane presents itself, we're looking to take advantage of that. So, you know, we got to find a way to put the ball in the hole. And that starts with me putting kids in position and getting them the confidence to do that. So I think we've had a good couple of days of practices. You know, I think there's still another energy level we can get to. And we'll keep trying to get that, but the kids will, you know, three practices, so should have a pretty good idea of how we're doing things and what we're running and the rotations and whatnot, and we'll see how it plays out in the next two games.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us here week six of our Locker Room Chat.
Yep, thank you. We appreciate all you do.
That was head coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfurt Wildcat Boys, continuing on here in the Twin Valley League Tournament in the Consolation Games. Valley Heights on Thursday and on Friday against Onega.